All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Y'all sit on down, sit on down, sit on down right quick. Amen, amen. First, I'll get myself together. You know church going to be powerful when Dr. Williams break out in a song. Amen. Amen. On key, too. All right. I know why he did that. We'll talk about that later. But God is good. Thank you all so much. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the only really true living God. Amen. Amen. Also, I want to give recognition. Can we just give our pastor a hand clap of praise in his absence? Amen. 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 I'm so grateful he gave me this opportunity to stand behind this holified, sanctified, dignified pulpit. I'm not going to be up here long. I'm going to get in your way and out your way. Amen. I got out early too, didn't I? All right. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, there's a word from the Lord. Look at somebody else and tell them, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. And I am a lover of the word of God. Those of you that have your Bibles, and I trust that every soldier here has a sword, go ahead and hold that power up in the air. Hold it up. Hold it up. Let the devil know you didn't come to this place empty handed, because everything is going down. But the word of our God. Can we talk a little bit today? Can we set some things in order today? And can we all meet each other at Victory Lane today? Amen. The book of Romans. A very familiar passage. Romans, the 12th chapter. Beginning at verse number 1. Just a couple of verses of reading in your hearing today. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Romans 12 and 1, when you have it, say amen. If you don't, say, hold up, Haddock. All right, we'll give a couple of seconds. I heard Haddock, but I ain't hear hold up, so. All right. All right, Deacon Stewart, give me the eye, so I got to move forward. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, when you have it, say amen. And the Bible gives us this intelligence. I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Somebody say holy. Holy. Say it one more time. Holy. Holy. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God bless you. You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. All right, let's jump on in. Look at somebody. Help me announce my text. Tell them, neighbor, the altar. Look at one more person. Just tell them, neighbor. The altar. Amen. Now, we see during this text, the word altar was never said in here. But I want you all to understand that there is a power and there is a significance behind a sacrifice. And during that time, when you were given a sacrifice or when you were presenting a sacrifice, you did it on the altar. The altar is one of the most significant artifacts that is of all time. Well, Haddock, what do you mean by that? The altar was designed to worship God. It was designed for his people to come and sacrifice things that is pleasing and acceptable unto our Lord. And we got to understand that the altar was one of the most powerful artifacts of all times. The instructions that was given to Moses by God in the erection of the tabernacle was the command to place for a sacrifice. You shall make an altar unto the earth. for me, and you shall sacrifice it, your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, your sheep, your oxen, in every place where I cause my name to be remembered. This is God talking to Moses. And I will come to you and bless you. You find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. God is telling Moses why this altar is so important. Because when you make your sacrifices, I will then bless you. Everything took place at the altar. Everything took place at the altar. Abraham showed his faithfulness and his love for the Lord at the altar. We know the story when he was getting ready to sacrifice his son before God on the altar. And God spoke out and said, do not do that, because now I know you truly love me. Yes, now I know you are truly mine. When you are sacrificing things for the pleasing of God, God now sees that you really, truly love him. So my question today is, what have you laid on the altar? What are you bringing to the altar of sacrifice? What are you holding on that you know needs to be laid across the altar? Let's jump on into this thing right here. How many times have you came to church and didn't come down for altar call? Oh, it's going to get tight right up in here. Y'all stay with me right quick. How many times have you came to church and left the exact same way you walked through the door? And a lot of times it's not just because or you didn't think the preaching was good. It's because you were too stubborn or scared to come to the altar, or it was because you wanted to take back the mess you wanted to, you came in with in the first place. But I'm not going to sit up here and make it easy, because church folk don't make it easy for people to come to the altar. Let me talk about some of these unsaved Christians right quick. All right, you got church people that make it difficult for people to come to the altar. Why? Because all some church folks want to do is gossip and try to find out why they are at the altar. You got people coming here. They can't come in and tell what they're dealing with. They can't come in and tell their business. They can't come in and ask for help, because they are afraid that what they're going through, what they're dealing with, what they're talking about is going to end up on the street somewhere. But yet we still want to call ourselves saved. But we gossiping and we're talking about other people, you ain't saved. That's where I knew we were gonna get quiet at, right up in there. People cannot come in. Church was designed as a hospital for you to come in and lay your problems to God's feet. But we have made it so difficult for people to come in and get the help they deserve. And not only they deserve, they are needing. We got a lot of people broken and hurt and battered, but they are so scared to tell what's going on with them. But I come to tell you today, you can lay everything on the altar. You can lay everything on the altar. You don't have to go back home the way you walked through this door. You can lay everything on the altar. You got a God that has a listening ear to every problem you are dealing with, everything you are going through. Don't let nobody withhold you from getting closer to God. You can just leave it on. You can leave it on the altar. Y'all, we got some. Listen. Let me. Jesus is soon to come. Time is winding down. It may be tomorrow, next week, a month from now, a year from now, maybe 50 years from now, maybe 100 years from now. But 1,000 years is like a drop in the bucket. And you don't want to get caught with the weight of the world on your shoulders because you didn't lay it on the altar of sacrifice. How do you expect to get better if you don't want to sacrifice anything? If you don't want to leave your burdens, your problems, your addictions, we got some real things going around here. We got some real things going around here, but you cannot allow the eyes that's looking at you to affect the eyes that's trying to. You can't allow that to go on. Come unto me, all ye lay, and that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The and I will give you rest. The problem is we're scared to be real. We want to go down and say, Lord, you know what I'm dealing with. You know what I'm going through. Lord, I just need you to help me. I want you to understand something. You are absolutely right. God knows exactly what you are dealing with. God knows exactly what you were going through. God knew what the woman with the issue of blood was going through when he turned and said, who touched me? But every now and again, you got to get real with God. You got to tell God what you're going through. Tell God you're dealing with addictions. Tell God you're dealing with homosexuality. Tell God you're dealing with a lying spirit. Tell God you're dealing with this. Tell God you're dealing with that. Don't let nothing stop you from talking to God. The Lord knows exactly what you're dealing with, but do you know what you're dealing with? God turned around and said, who touched me? Cyber said, Lord, all these people around you, you got the nerve to ask who touched you. Listen, your touch got to get God's attention. I say, as the old folks say, did you hear me what I said? I say, your touch got to get God's attention. If your touch ain't getting God's attention, you need to reactivate your prayer life. You need to reactivate your prayer life because something's got to get to the altar of sacrifice so I can be blessed. And some of us think about blessings as just, oh, he's going to rain down money. He's going to do. No, I'm blessed when you get rid of this addiction. I'm blessed when you get rid of this trial. I'm blessed in the... That's when I'm blessed, when I get rid of every waking thing that is hurting. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, take it to the altar. Take it to the altar. Stop holding on to it. Take it to the altar. Listen, I learned something. You can't worry about people talking about you. They're going to do it anyway. Because some things, that's all people got. Some of them ain't going to heaven anyway. They come to church. They come to church and they pray and they clap their hands. And they on a slow fall to hell. Because they too busy. Yeah, I called it what it is. That's what the Bible say. They too busy worried about everybody else. And they worry about their own self. They ain't sweeping in front of their own door. You got to get delivered. That's all right. That's all right. Let them talk. Let them talk all while I'm going down Victory Boulevard. You can talk about me while I'm on Trialville Street, but all while I'm walking towards Victory Good, because the steps of a are ordered by the Lord. You can talk all about me. Talk all about me. I want you to make sure you talk about me when God is blessing. See, that's when they don't want to say anything. You know what the problem is. You know what the problem is, Doc? They got a lot of things to say when you're going through, when you're dealing with stuff, when you're hurting, when you're crying. Oh, but watch me, because you don't know my story. That's all right. That's all right. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, to be continued. Uh-huh. Part two is coming. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Part two is coming. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Present thy body as a living sacrifice. The sacrifices at the time were living, but they killed them as a ritual to God. But the Bible tells us in Romans to present thy body as a living sacrifice. Ooh. Present thy body as a living sacrifice. Lord, I lay myself on the altar. Purge me, Lord. Get down on the inside of me. Create in me a clean heart. Renewing me a right spirit. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Ow! Things have passed away. Problem is, some of us don't want to be a new creature because we have gotten comfortable. We have gotten comfortable and we have gotten okay. See, that's the problem is. Got too far. Present thy body as a living sacrifice. I'm going to come back to that. Just wait 1 second. Just put it right there on pause. Present thy body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Holy. And acceptable unto God. Holiness, which without no man shall see the Lord. They don't want to talk about that. But I'm going to walk down this street. You want to see God, you got to live holy. Holy. You got to live a lifestyle that is pleasing to God. And you want to know what's so crazy about this? Because I'm not silly to think that everybody is living holy. But I will hope if you're not living holy, you have a repentant spirit. Some of us not going to make it in just because we don't know how to repent. Repent means to turn away from. You know what's crazy? We pray to God about things we want him to remove and things we want to get rid of. But yet when he do it, we go right back to it. Why? Because it's comfortable. And when you are being holy, you then got to be sanctified. Boy, got choir right up around in there. Don't nobody want to be set apart. Everybody want to be part of the crowd. But how many people know Christians ain't supposed to be part of the crowd? How many people know disciples got to be different? Why are disciples looking like the world? Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let me tell this story. I'm going to tell it because she's not here. And you know, she's watching live stream, but I'm going to tell it so she can't throw nothing at me or anything. So watch this. Well, let me talk about this other couple I know about. Listen. So back in the day, all right, back in the day, when me and my lady got together, you know, we didn't have a washer or dryer in our apartment, right? No, some apartments don't. Well, we didn't have a washer or dryer in the apartment. So what we would do is we'll go to the washateria. Y'all following me? We'll go to the washateria together. You know, you do everything together when you first start. You know, it's later down the line. So we went there together, and we would sit there. We'll wash the clothes. We'll dry them. We'll fold them. Take them on home. About everybody put everything up. Happy-go-lucky, all right? Okay, fast forward about a year later. We got us a house and had us a nice wash and dry in there. So I guess she figured since the wash and dry is in the house, I would do it, okay? So what I did was, because I was raised right by my grandparents, they said, if she won't do it, you do it. Anyway, let me keep on moving. If she won't do it, you will. Okay, cool. So I'm washing everybody's clothes in the house. I'm washing hers. I'm washing my boys. I'm washing everybody's clothes in the house. So what I started doing, I would wash the clothes. Follow me. Wash clothes, get them out of there, dry them and everything. I would then sit the clothes on the couch and then kind of separate them. Separate, see that show? Mm-hmm. Separate them. And then say, hey, y'all come get your clothes. The disagreement came in is when she knows I ain't call her name. That way she can't really say I was talking about her. But anyway, when she would come around and say, well, it's the job is not done. I said, what you mean the job ain't done? I said, what you mean the job ain't done? She said, well, you didn't fold them or put them up in anything. I said, wait a minute. I washed the clothes. I went and bought the detergent and the fabric softener and the little dry sheets. I washed them, I dried them, I took them out, I separated them, and I laid them on the couch. The least you can do is y'all come, put your clothes up, fold them, and hang them up. They missed it, Mom. I think you caught it. I washed them, I folded them, I separated them. Only thing left for you to do is come and put them up. That is the reasonable thing you could do. I say it one more, third time. You caught it. I washed them. I folded them. I brought the detergent. I did all of these things for you. I separated them. The reasonable thing you can do is come, fold them, put them up, hang them. God has done all. I had to bring them on to it. God has woke you up this morning, put food on your table, clothes on your back, kept you all your life, protected you when you didn't deserve it, watched over you when you didn't deserve it. The reasonable thing you can do is present your body as a living sacrifice. That's the reasonable thing you can do. That's the least you can do. And them clothes gonna still be at the house when I get home today. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Present thy body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Here is where we want to hang our hat. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Now, let me be serious about this, because it had to happen. There had to have been a mindset change when it came to that particular situation, okay? All right? It had to be a mindset change with that. It had to be a understanding of working together. But when the mind changed, it then became understood. When your mind is lined up with your star player, when you have your mind on God, he will keep you in perfect. You know what goes on now? It's so hard. It is so hard for us to keep our mind on God because we have so many things going on. That's why sometimes when we try to lay things on the altar, we find ourselves backsliding, going back to those same things because we haven't had a change of mind. We got to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing. You got to get a new mindset when you are coming to the altar. You want God to take away certain addictions. You want God to take away certain problems. You want God to take away the devil from tormenting your mind. You got to have a changed mindset when you come down to the altar. You got to be willing to sacrifice it and have a burnt offering for the Lord. You cannot come to God playing with this. You can't come to God to the altar playing with this because God knows when you're playing. God knows when you're playing. Glory to God, my mom has been drug-free for some years now. Amen, amen. Now, even though we clap, I will, you know, just got to be honest. There's been some times that she has fallen back. You know, my mother taught me what being bound by something really means. And when you're being bound by, let me talk to y'all right quick. This is real talk. When you're bound by something, being bound by something is when you really don't want to do it, but you don't have a hold of it. It got a hold of you. So my mother was bound by drugs. She would stop. She would do everything in her power to stop. And then she'll stop and she'll do good for about a month or two. And then, you know, then she'll do good again for about a month or two. And it's because her mind, and I used to get so upset with my grandmother because at times I was so immature and I was so ignorant to this particular disease, is that my grandmother saw it. She knew. She said, your mom's not ready yet. Well, grandma, why are you not helping? I did everything I can. I can't help her. You got to understand that some people in your life can't help you get to the next level. Some people in your life got to just let go. Some people in your life got to throw their hand. And even though it may hurt, even though it may bother you, even though it may affect your mental state sometimes, you got to understand that in order for you to have a renewed mind, you got to have a new renewed relationship with God, which means old things are that is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's two things that the devil bothers God's people with, and that's the mind and that's the heart. Even though the Bible tells us that the Lord looks at our heart, it also back those and tells that the heart is one of the most deceitful things in our body. You want to know why? Because the heart will make you do some crazy things. Your mind ain't in love with that person, yet your heart is. And it'll make you do some crazy things. If you don't believe me, watch the news. Watch the first 5 minutes of the news. So you got to align your heart and your mind. And the only way we can do that is in the Word. In the Word. We got to set our mind to the Word. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. That ye may prove what is perfect, the perfect will of God. The first thing you got to do with this, as I go to my seat, you got to present. You got to present your body. You got to turn yourself over to God, especially if you claim you want to see your fallen people. If you want to go to heaven and see your grandmothers or your mothers or your sisters or your brothers or your cousin and your friend, in order to do that, you got to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. After that, you got to protect this thing. You got to protect it. You got to protect your mind. You got to protect your heart. You got to protect your body, because it's easy to fall. Look, y'all, are we going to be real? Or we just playing around right here. It's easy to fall. I'm not the only one that's done fell backwards. I don't care what anybody say. I know I'm not the only one that's done fell back. I done dealt with some issues, still dealing with them. I know I'm not the only one that's done fell back. And that's the problem. That's why you can't go forward, because you choosing not to admit that you got some problems. You choosing not to admit you got some problems. You can't protect your mind when you're not leaving it at the altar. First thing you got to do is present our body. After that, protect your mind. And then after that, prove that God is real. How do I really just prove that God is real? I was told when I was younger that you ain't got to prove it. It's right there in the word, ain't you? No, but I'm going to tell you why you can prove it, and I'm going to tell you how you can prove it. You can prove it by showing how God has been good to you. You can prove it because God lifted you up out of the ways of the devil. You can prove it because God loved you enough to carry you. You can prove it because God didn't take you out when you deserved to be taken out. You can prove it because God protected you when you didn't deserve to be protected. You can prove it because God continue to provide for you. You can prove it because you are a living testimony. Any living testimonies in here? Oh, come on. Any living testimonies in here? Anybody can really say, I shouldn't even be here right now. But because of the goodness of God and all that he's done for me. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. True deliverance come from the altar. Real deliverance come to the altar. If you want it, you just got to get to the altar. If you're dealing with some issues, get to the altar. If you're dealing with lustful thoughts, get to the altar. If you're dealing with homosexuality, get to the altar. If you're dealing with a lying spirit, get to the altar. If you're dealing with a jealousy spirit, get to the altar. If you're dealing with an envious spirit, get to the altar. If you don't know how to serve God, get to the altar. If you don't know how to pray, get to the altar. Don't worry about it. Just get to You dealing with anxiety? Yeah. I'm going to say it again. You dealing with anxiety? Yeah. You dealing with a jealousy spirit? Yeah. You dealing with an envious spirit? Yeah. You don't know how to love your husband? Yeah. You don't know how to love your wife? Yeah. You don't know how to love your family? Yeah. You still holding on to mess? Yeah. You don't know how to forgive? Yeah. Get to the altar.
Hallelujah. We're going to do something a little different. It's altar time. Amen. We're going to bring Reverend Havoc back. Want you to come to the altar. And he's going to pray. He's going to pray. He is going to pray. Bring your stuff to the altar. Amen.
You have longed for sweet rest and be perfectly blessed. You have earnestly, so fervently, you have laid, but you cannot find rest. Or be perfectly blessed until all is on the altar, until it's laid. Is your all on the altar? sacrifice hand. Does your heart and your spirit control you? Can only be. And now peace and sweet rest until all is on the altar. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God, we come to you now. We come to you now, laying it all on the altar, God. God, we come to you now first telling you thank you, God, because you kept us, God. You kept us when we kept the burdens, God. You kept hurt, kept the pain, God. God, you kept us when we kept the addictions, God. God, you kept us when we caught all the hurt, God. God, you kept us, God. You've been better to us than we've been to our own selves, God. God, right now, the name of Jesus, God, we leave it all on the altar right now, God. God, we throw it all at your feet, God. God, we throw every addiction, God, every heartbreak, God, every pain, God. God, we throw it right here at the altar, God. Every lustful thought, God. We throw it at the altar, God. Anybody dealing with homosexuality, we throw it at the altar, God. Anybody dealing with an unforgiving spirit, God, we leave it at the altar, God. God, we need you to come down, God. Touch us right now, God. Breathe on us, God, right now. Take it out right now, God. Loose us, Satan. We rebuke you and all your demonic spirits and forces in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus at the altar. We plead the blood of Jesus at the altar. We plead the blood of Jesus at the altar. Jesus, right now, God. Jesus, we need you, Father. Jesus, we need you, God. Jesus, we need you, Father. Jesus, we need you, God. In the name of Jesus, 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 God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, God. Oh, Jesus, God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Sickness got to leave in the name of Jesus. Healing got to come in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us up, Lord. Don't believe us, God. Don't turn your back on us, God. God, if there ever was a time we need you, God. We need you right now, Father. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Have thine own way, God. Have thine own way, God. Loose the broken heart. Loose the envious spirit. Loose the unforgiving spirit. Loose it right now, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have thine own way, God. Have thine own way in our hearts, God. Have thine own way, God. Have thine own way, God. Have thine own way, God. Yes to your will, Father. Yes to your way, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch God. Touch God. Right now in the name of Jesus. Work it out even right now, God. Work it out right now, God. We rebuke the spirit of cancer, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We rebuke the spirit of cancer, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. I rebuke the spirit of cancer, God. In the name of Jesus. Work it out, God. God, we thank you. God, when everything is settled, we'll forever give you the praise and the honor. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for what you've done, God. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you in advance, God. Oh, God, we praise you in advance. Oh, God, we give you honor, glory, and praise. We love you, God. Now, God, before we move this place, we ask that you save the soul that is nearest hell, God. Save that one that's getting ready to bust hell wide open, God. Save them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Turn them around, God, and let them know that you are the only way to go. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Demons, the blood of Jesus is against you. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we'll be so gracious and so loud to give you all the honor, glory, and praise. We love you, God. We thank you. We call these things. We receive it, we decree it, and we declare it. In the mighty, magnificent, sound name of Jesus Christ, the only living Savior. And all the saints that loved and believed in God said amen.
Amen.
And amen. Come on, let's give God some praise in this place. Give God some praise in this place. Praise him like you know he did it. Praise him like you know he's doing it. Praise him like you know he's getting ready to move. Move, God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."